Riding the storm out. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Dow. Higher yield potential starts with Sonic herbicide, stopping weeds before they invade soybean fields. Many ag lenders across the country have been working with their farmer customers this winter to put them in a better position to withstand the latest downturn in the ag economy. We'll talk with an official of Omaha-based Farm Credit Services of America right after this. Bob Campbell is a senior vice president with Omaha-based Farm Credit Services of America. He leads the FCS America teams that work with farmer customers in Nebraska and Wyoming. Campbell says they've been helping customers analyze financial statements and restructure debt to improve cash flow.
We know that prices are for the grains are down significantly from where they've been, and the cost structures haven't probably changed much. So we're working with our customers to try to help understand, you know, what is your fixed cost structure to your operation? So your principal and interest payments, your taxes, things that really can't or don't change much, whether you plant a seed or not, and then variable costs and your family living costs. And right now we're focusing on helping them figure out on a fixed cost basis, are there things we can be doing with you that lower your, for instance, principal and interest payments per acre? How do we increase your cash flow or give you more cash flow so that we can get through these times where the production costs haven't quite aligned yet with the realities of the market? And we're just trying to buy time and let this thing settle down. So we're doing a lot of work rebalancing or restructuring customer debt just to help them have some cash flow.
I know you folks have been stressing for some time locking in interest rates at these levels because at some point they've got to go up, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody's got the crystal ball that's going to tell us when they're going up, but that's part of our visiting with our customers is saying, you know, maybe we should take advantage of the rate structures where they are. We're still in the ballpark of all-time low interest rates, and at some point in time, I guess conventional wisdom says that that's got to change. And so if we go another year without doing anything, and if the operation breaks even or maybe loses money again this year because of where the price structures are, and then next year we want to do some restructuring, well, what if interest rates are 1 or 2% higher? Then are we getting the same impact? And so we're trying to encourage them to maybe be proactive and take advantage of rates today, not knowing where they're going to be in the future, but knowing that, you know, the cash flow in these operations today is a little more challenged, and let's try to make a break now if we can. You know, ag's cyclical, and there's ups and downs in every industry and every year, and if we can just kind of navigate the waters to hold our own during the tougher times and take advantage of the good times, that's where we excel as an industry.
Bob Campbell with Omaha-based Farm Credit Services of America, and that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.